So in come the goods from China in these super tankers, and rather than unloading them on Long Beach and Los Angeles, where, you know, union workers in the United States, more expensive than the Mexican dock workers.
With ports controlled by other countries, of
course. Well, the Mexican ports are controlled by Hutchison Whampoa, which is a communist Chinese
thing, yep, that's tied into the army.
Tied in directly to the military, and also Hutchison Whampoa controls both ends of the Panama Canal. Panama Canal is being deepened and widened. There's a plan so these super tankers from China can sail through the Panama Canal widened and unload at Houston and New Orleans and Miami with corridors comparable to the Trans-Texas Corridor, I-69, I-95, all made into international NAFTA superhighways so they can carry the containers north. And cities like Kansas City, San Antonio, and Denver are now calling themselves inland ports. I lived in Denver. You know Denver and Kansas City very well, George, and San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the port? Well, the port is in Mexico, and that's the plan. Even Denver has adopted this Trans-Texas Corridor, 4-football-field-wide highway, in what they call the Ports to Plains Corridor Coalition in Denver. And they're going to bring this new kind of highway through the rural areas of Texas, up through Dalhart, up through the Panhandle of Oklahoma, entering Denver by Lyman at Interstate 70. So our highways, our interstates, are going to be reconfigured into these north-south huge corridors, and under the Bush administration, foreign investment interests are going to be able to finance and own the leasing rights, Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, of Spain.
You know, I got a call on that last night, so we might as well talk about that while we're on it.
Cintra Spain is an investment consortium in Spain. They're going to finance the Trans-Texas
Corridor.
Who owns
that company?
Well, Cintra has got ties to Juan Carlos, which is the king of Spain. It was one of the top construction highway companies in Spain, a very prominent family that created it with close ties to the monarchy. It's a top level.
Who from this country is involved in it?
Well,
so there's got to be somebody.
Well, this country, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's law firm, Bracewell & Giuliani in Houston, is the exclusive legal representative of Cintra. They've helped Cintra already lease, along with an investment consortium in Australia. They are leasing the Chicago Skyway and the Indiana Toll Road already. So Rudy Giuliani's putting in his pocket a lot of dinero.
Now, when you say leasing it, so I mean, what do they do? Who comes up with a figure on what that lease is worth, and then does this company write a check?
Yes, the investment bankers like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, who also make millions and billions on this, work with the states to convince the state that Cintra, represented by Giuliani's law firm, has billions to build this Trans-Texas Corridor.
Of their own money?
Their
I
own
doubt
money,
it.
Their own money, and the investment bankers help them raise it internationally.
Yeah, they borrow it. It's not their own money.
Of course, it's not their.
It's probably our own tax money.
Probably some of our own money in that. There's no doubt about it. And the money put together by Cintra, then, the investment bankers say to Texas, well, we'll give you $4 billion to build the first leg of this Trans-Texas
Corridor. All right, who owns it?
Well, the state of Texas technically owns it, but the operating and leasing rights for 50 years after it's built.
Okay, it's like hotels. I mean, there are hotels, let's say, down here in Beverly Hills in California,
correct,
where the person owns the land, owns the building,
correct,
but one of these big-name hotels, they operate it and lease it from him. Okay.
So technically, and only in a technical sense, will Texas own this highway, because it'll take 50 years. Cintra is going to build 4,000 miles of these highways crisscrossing Texas, 4 football fields wide.
Are they doing this for money, or is there another mission here?
Money, absolutely money.
So they think, and these are all going to be tolls, and they're not tolls now, right?
They're all going to be tolls, and the contracts with Texas force Texas to get the traffic to go on these toll roads. It prohibits them, non-compete clauses prohibit Texas from developing freeways.
So they're going to squeeze people into these toll roads.
In order to meet the investment obligation Texas has to Cintra.
And so who ends up paying the tolls? Americans? Truck drivers?
The estimates I've seen, the plan is the Texans are going to spend $4,000 to $5,000 a year, each family, riding these toll roads.
But other people who drive through Texas will pay too, right?
That's right. Anybody riding these toll roads will pay Spain for the privilege to go from San Antonio to Dallas on this new Trans-Texas corridor.
Of roads that are built in the United States.
Roads built in the United States, operated, and tolls collected. Take them 50 years to build these highways, and then for the next 50 years, 100 years out, Spain will own the rights to operate and collect leases, tolls.
Is this
corridor.
A scam, Jerry? I mean, what do we need this Trans-Texas corridor for in the first place?
It's a total scam, George.
I mean, do they have tremendous backup of traffic like
no.
we do in L.A.?
In fact, these highways are not even planned to relieve congestion in Dallas on Interstate 35. They go around Dallas.
Well, are they making it in order to transport goods quicker?
Yeah.
Or?
The whole idea is that we're going to have, as the United States abandons manufacturing and abandons agriculture and farming and ranching, because Americans are too expensive for the multinational corporations. They don't want to employ any Americans anymore. All the goods are going to come in from China and from other South America, Latin America.
Well,
with the
aren't they already?
Well, increasingly. The projections are for millions and millions and millions of containers coming in through these ports in Mexico and brought by Mexican trucks and Mexican trains up into Texas. Texas is just going to become the gateway for this world trade coming into the United States. And they're going to tear up Texas farmland and ranch land because Texans are too expensive to produce our food and cattle.
Is this thing being built now?
We're starting now. The Governor Perry just vetoed, about a month ago, he vetoed. The legislature in Texas passed about six laws blocking this highway.
So they tried to stop it. Some of the smart legislators in Texas tried to stop this.
Overwhelmingly. A two-year moratorium. They passed a reform to eminent domain, where it was going to become prohibitively expensive to seize this land. All that was defeated when Governor Perry vetoed all those bills, and he vetoed most of them when the legislature was out of session. And in Texas, the legislature does not come back into session for two more years.
So are you saying that some American is driving his car with his family, some truck driver,
right,
and he's on some free road, free highway, and all of a sudden he gets detoured or something, and he's going to be pushed onto this other one?
Well, that's right. You can probably drive Interstate 35, and it'll be a freeway. It won't be fixed up. It'll be
so if you hit a pothole, so what, right?
Potholes all over the place. They may reduce the speed limit to 55.
To force you to take the 90-mile-an-hour Texas corridor.
Texas corridor in which you pay, hundreds of dollars for the ride.
For the right to just buzz through it.
To buzz through. Drive 90 miles an hour on a very modern road that's got nice rest stops.
With no police.
Right. But if you go on Interstate 35, a lot of police, lousy rest stops, potholes, 55 speed limit, it's still free.